This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
On this Thursday, September 17th, 2020 transmission, 46 days out from the election, at Attorney General William Barr,
InfoWars, Tomorrow's News,
has come out and stated the facts. Coronavirus lockdowns, the greatest intrusion on civil liberties and freedoms since slavery. Then President Trump, a two-minute clip where he takes the prostitutes to the woodshed. And then the CDC, its own rogue agency controlled by Bill Gates, says life might return to normal in the third quarter of 2021. You knew that was coming.
Putting a national lockdown, stay-at-home orders, is like house arrest. It's other than slavery, which was a different kind of restraint, this is the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in American history.
Cost you on the pandemic when you're contradicting the head of the CDC and your
because of the great job we've done, because of the great things we've done in other fields also, because of the fact that we created ventilators, we built ventilators by the thousands and now we're supplying to the world, because of all of the incredible work we've done for governors who are on every call saying this is incredible, this is great, this is great. Sometimes they're not quite as friendly at a news conference when you have people covering it, but we have done a phenomenal job on COVID-19, as they like to call it. I call it other things. But we have done a phenomenal job. I get calls from other people in other countries. They can't believe the job we've done. And then they'll say, is there any way that you could get us ventilators? I say, how many do you need? 1,000 ventilators. I said, we'll be able to take care of it. We're making thousands of ventilators. Very complex, very expensive, very difficult thing to make. We're making thousands a month. The cupboard was bare when I got here. And I will tell you, our distribution is going to be very rapid and it's going to be all-encompassing. We are going to have a focus on certain groups that have problems, senior citizens, etc. But it's going to be a very powerful distribution. It's going to cover everybody, and it's going to cover them rapidly. I don't know whether or not the doctor knows that, how much he covers, but I called him because I said, why did you stay that long? He wasn't that aware of it, and the other one was the mask. The vaccine is going to have tremendous power. It's going to be extremely strong. It's going to be extremely successful. We're not going to have a problem. And the mask may help, and I hope it helps, and I think it probably does. But again, the mask is a mixed bag. There are some people, professionals, Scott, you would know a lot of them, but there are some people that don't like the mask because of the touchiness and the touching, and then you're touching everything else. They feel that masks have problems. So anyway, go ahead in the back.
Tell me when you think we'll have a vaccine, as best you can, ready to administer to the public, Dr. Renko.
Well, I think as Dr. Kalak said, I think there will be vaccine that initially be available sometime between November and December, but very limited supply and will have to be prioritized. If you're asking me when is it going to be generally available to the American public, so we can begin to take advantage of vaccine to get back to our regular life, I think we're probably looking at late second quarter, third quarter, 2021.
And so you think by the late second and third quarter, we will have started to...
All right, folks, I wanted to play these clips because I'm going to open the phones up today on the specific issue of Trump saying we have a powerful vaccine with no problems. And it's going to be great. That's just not true. And this is one of my points with Trump that I really disagree with him on, and it's very, very dangerous. And I know exactly what the president's doing. It is political black magic, and it's very dangerous, and I don't like it. So we're going to be talking about that coming up and so much more. Also, it's a big national story. Spotify CEO defends keeping transphobic Joe Rogan podcast online. And you learn what's really going on inside of that, the mutiny at Spotify and why it looks like we've seen different responses concerning that podcast. This is a big deal because it deals with the next level of censorship. And I've got the inside baseball on that. But we've got the really big news on the Sedition Act and the Attorney General when we come back. This is going to come down to a fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the dam blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
News today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide in defiance of the tyrants thanks to you. It is Thursday, September 17th, the year of 2020. We are 46 short days out for the most important election in world history. And that's not hype. Everybody knows it. All right, here's what's coming up today. We have Nick Fuentes joining us in the third hour. Paul Joseph Watson always knocking out of the park in the fourth hour. And I also intend to open the phones up today on one specific issue because I want to gauge what the listeners and viewers think. And we'll play the clip of Trump here in just a moment. He has come out and said we're going to have a very powerful, very effective vaccine that's going to work perfectly. Well, that's not true. Can they get a vaccine out very, very quickly? Absolutely. Have the Chinese already rolled one out? Have the Russians already rolled one out? Have the Indians already rolled one out? Have the South Africans already rolled one out? Have they already approved all these? Absolutely. Is Putin putting sugar water in people? Absolutely. To end the hysteria, he knows this thing is a giant scam. Yeah, there's a real virus. It's very weak. If you don't have immunity problems or lowered absorption of vitamins and minerals, you just can't get it. And so I know what Trump's doing. And I'm not even defending it. Do I want Trump to win the election? Absolutely. Do I know exactly what Trump's doing? Abso-frickin-lutely. Do I like it? No, I don't. I actually like the response. I like on the first and second and third dimensional event horizon, it's doing what Trump thought it would do. And he's got them wrapped around his finger. He's got them playing like a fiddle in his hands. But it's still extremely dangerous. So I'm going to give the number out at the bottom of the hour on call specifically. What is your view? What do you think? I'll lay out next segment what's really going on. And again, I was let in on this by the White House. And I've said to my sources, I mean, is it okay if I say this? They say, yeah. Trump really wants the revelation of his method relayed to you. But I'm not a puppet of the president. I support him because I think he's a good guy and cares about the country and the globalist hating, but I do not agree with this. So I'll just get that right out there out front. So that's coming up next segment. Okay, let me tell you about the other news we've got here. Look at these incredible headlines. AG William Barr, coronavirus lockdown, greatest intrusion on civil liberties since slavery. I mean, I really like Barr. He's got a very deep state pedigree, but man, he just comes off as good and congenial and honest. And I have a good gut feeling about him when I see him speak and the things he says. It all just makes sense to me. Other than when he pulls fast ones like, oh, Epstein really killed himself and the Easter Bunny's real. So he still pulls that type of crap. But my spidey sense does not give me the willies about him. That said, we've now seen top Republican senators come out like Lindsey Graham and say that Comey's going to get to testify and run his lying mouth again, and it looks like Strzok and Page and all the rest of them are not going to get in any trouble. And, you know, we knew that was coming for a while, and Graham seems to have the inside baseball of the swamp on that, so that's just terrible news. So I give a compliment to Barr and then backhand it the other way, but he's got a bureaucracy there, and that's really the key to all of this. Remember, Trump ordered the federal agencies, including the CDC, to stop teaching 13-week courses that white people are inherently evil and inherently bad. And the federal agencies said, piss up a rope, we're doing it, and went forward with it. So I've got a great crew that puts up with me. If they didn't want to bend over backwards, this place would shut down in hours. And when you get up above 80, 90 people, it's really hard to run a ship properly. But we're not above that. Trump has millions under him, and so that's why I understand that he's already pulled off miracles to get done what he's done, and that's why he's using shenanigans like what he's done endorsing the vaccines that I'll break down next segment to try to black magic's the word I'd use, and I don't mean that in a literal sense, but it's the same type system I'll describe in next segment to defeat the left. And again, I would also use the Ring of Mordor allegory. In fact, guys, get the intro to the first Lord of the Rings, where they describe at the very start, when it comes up with the credits, then it shows the Dark Lord and the rings, and he hands them out and traps everybody. That's an allegory of how Satan's spiritual control operates and how it gives power to those on the earth, the powers, the principalities of the air do, to control them. And Tolkien, you know, wrote books about his Christian allegories. It is a Christian allegory. It's what it's all about. And, of course, the original Satan has been destroyed or cast to another dimension, but his top servant is Sauron, and is seeking just to destroy humanity and the other angels that haven't basically gone along with his operation. But that's, again, coming up next segment. Let's just continue. A.G. William Barr, coronavirus lockdown, greatest intrusion on civil liberties since slavery. What an amazing statement. We'll play that clip in a moment. Stunning. Emails reveal, this is on local Fox TV in Nashville, Nashville mayor's office colluded with Metro Health to hide actual COVID numbers from citizens, business owners, because they were so low, and how they falsely went along with the CDC to inflate them, wait for it, 15 times. We already broke that 6 months ago, but here it is. And then once you inflate it 15 times, you can inflate 15, 15, 15, 15. That's why they're coming to your doors now with the swab test or blood test. And it turns out everybody that gets the blood test, they say, has COVID, because what they're looking for is the detritus of a viral infection. Well, everybody's had a viral infection. Unbelievable. Continuing. Lockdowns have permanently scarred the labor market. 60% of businesses that have closed are never reopening, the Labor Department finds. Big articles on InfoWars.com. Meanwhile, police drag father out of school board meeting for refusing to wear a mask. Unbelievable. We've got so much COVID-19 news here that we're going to be getting into. It should now be obvious that Dr. Fauci is insane. Quack doctor says anonymous sex, okay, but no movies until a year after the vaccine. And their plan has always been to keep things locked down another year, another year, another year, until they just normalize it. They're never taking off the mask. They're never stopping the forced inoculations. And so that's why Trump's trying to take control of the process now. To cattywamp is what they're doing, but we'll break all that down. Very powerful video we'll be playing coming up later. Australians chant freedom as market is shut down by COVID-19. Riot police, we're going to be airing that video. And then, of course, President Trump says free vaccine for China virus. Why is he doing that? Well, to take control of the process away from Bill and Melinda Gates, the UN, and the globalists. So, again, I know why he's doing it. It'd just be better to come out and expose the whole situation and the entire paradigm to the public so they would get it and then reject the whole fraud. But Trump thinks the general public won't believe him and isn't sophisticated enough to understand a thought process like that. I think the president's wrong. In my experience, people given the actual complex facts will suss it out and figure out what's really going on instead of just giving them paradigm shift type activities that defeat the enemy, but still engage in a deception. I don't think deception is good when it comes to politics and large movements. I mean, the military deceives people. The police lie and say, no, we're, you know, they have undercover cops. I mean, there's obviously times where lying is not what the classical lying is, but I just have real problems with this, and I know exactly what Trump's doing, and it's very effective. Again, I'm already digressing. I'll do that next segment. But then the really big news that I'm going to be hitting is all of the violent attacks on white people and Trump supporters being praised by the media, and where all that is leading in the George Soros paradigm, and how that ties in with the Attorney General telling prosecutors to consider charging violent protesters with sedition. And he actually used the Sedition Act back when he was Attorney General previously in 1992. And he's got it warmed up and fired up and ready, and that's got the left really upset, because they want to bring us into their own martial law to take control. They don't want a legal form of limited martial law in the Sedition Act to stop them. All of this is very dangerous, but that's where the globalists have taken this country. We are now in a soft civil war going hot. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are blind, but my soul can see. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday, September 17th transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Roger Stone, by the way, is going to be joining us with exclusive information concerning the media's top story the last week. It's been everywhere. Top story, CNN, ABC News, London Guardian, New York Times. Roger Stone wants martial law. Roger Stone wants to steal the ballots. Roger Stone wants to arrest everybody. No, the Democrats have said they want martial law. They've said they want Trump arrested. They've said they want a military coup. And the answer to attempting that is military and police force. It's like when they come to burn down a federal courthouse and then the feds wait till they're breaking in and throwing firebombs to even arrest them, and it's called a police state. No, a police state is the globalist getting control of our constitutional republic, and then you're in a hellhole. So we better damn well see force out of the state and local governments and federal against this. I expect that. I'm Mr. Anti-Police State. I'm Mr. Republic. I don't want a democracy where 51% say white people are bad and then put me in a prison. In a republic, I'm protected whether I'm white or I'm black, whether I'm rich or whether I'm poor. Sorry, I'm digressing. So what's really going on with President Trump? You notice Trump came out 6 months ago when they were first starting to push a vaccine. He said, you know, I think only old people are getting sick from this. Only old people should take it. And he said in those press conferences, in two different ones, you know, kids get hurt the most by vaccines. They should probably skip it. And he said it shouldn't be mandatory. Then he watched the CDC controlled by Bill Gates and the big banks and China and the EU come out and say, oh, we got to keep a lockdown until we get the vaccine. We won't get the vaccine until the third quarter of 2021. And they've now officially said that again yesterday in hearings, Mr. Redfield. Now, that's because they've got this new vaccine that actually goes in and changes the DNA of the cell that's so dangerous. And they want to slap down all the other vaccines, which actually take COVID and then inject it in the body and hope your body learns how to defeat it. Still dangerous, still has problems. But by Trump coming out like Russia did, he's really following Russia's lead. They always say he's following the Russians. In this case, he is. Putin, the word is, it's sugar water. But the public's scared. They bought into the UN hype. So he knows it's a regular cold. They've got ads running on Russian TV, you know, take your vitamins. That's what protects you. And so Putin comes out with, oh, we got a vaccine. And it's a super watered down, attenuated, that is radiated, fried COVID-19 virus. And so it's probably still not good for you. You'll probably still have some deaths, have some problems. But they're putting out a watered-down version because they're not targeting their population. China is coming out with a very weak vaccine as well. That's on record. They're very weak because it's not going to hurt people very bad. But Bill Gates is on TV going, oh, this is going to be the strongest vaccine ever. Old people need 4 to 5, young people 2. There's going to be 700,000 people get sick and die. You know, it'd be way worse than that. So Trump looked at all that and was like, how do we take control of this and end the lockdown? Because Gates' people, at least we've been in decades getting into all the government positions, you know, 50 deep. They're going to hold us hostage with this until they have the vaccine he approves of the four companies he's putting out that isn't even a classic vaccine. Again, it goes in and reprograms the cells. That's called cancer. And creates these proteins that the studies actually say are dangerous and turn off chromosome number 8. You might want to look into what chromosome number 8 does. Look up chromosome number 8 being turned off. What happens if you don't have chromosome 8 fully expressed? Low IQ, sluggish, stupid, and you'd live about half as long. Oh, that's if it partially is turned off. If it's turned off, you're lucky you never make it out of mama. It turns out the more vibrant you are, the more powerful you are, the more connected you are, the stronger chromosome 8 is. By the way, I had a full genetic background done 4 years ago. Very expensive one. I actually had two of them done. And let's just say my mitochondria and my chromosome 8 are operating at mutant level strengths, ladies and gentlemen. And what they've also noticed is a lot of people are either having their chromosomes get weaker and are failing, but some people are now being born under all the radiation and toxic food. And just like rats or roaches will become resistant to pesticide and stuff, we are mutants now, folks. The radiation, the nuclear fallout, the reactors, all of it, we're all mutants. That's another thing worries the globalists, is they know there's all these people that have, there's always been humans with freakish powers. Not like the movies with the mutants, but the real deal. And now it's happening, ladies and gentlemen. And so Gates has a vaccine that on record, in all the studies I showed you last week, attacks the eighth chromosome. Vaccines, again, have never gone in and changed the DNA of a cell. They've never gone in and programmed a cell to do something. They have trained white blood cells how to identify a pathogen in a weakened form to learn how to beat it the next time it comes. But the autoimmune response to learning that fight can still kill you or maim you. But it's a real science, but I digress. There's the whole Trojan horse aspects. But let me just get back to Trump, and I'll have Roger Stone on and give the number out, and we'll take your calls on the subject and get your view. Trump takes control from Gates of the vaccine process. He's then able to get cleaner, weaker vaccines for those that want it. He's then able to keep the economy going and try to break COVID hysteria and the frauds back before the election, which he's now doing through the CDC he's taking control of. So thank God he's contradicting Redfield. Thank God he's contradicting Fauci. Thank God he's got a new task force of other scientists that are coming out and backing the real science. So Trump's doing everything real behind the scenes and out in the open, but by taking the wind out of their sails, he's got Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton saying, I would not trust anything he says. Do not take a vaccine from Trump. And now because Trump's in control of the CDC, he's getting control. Gates goes, trust my vaccine, but don't trust the CDC's vaccine. And then I went and looked up the ones that Trump's looking at. They're very weak, attenuated classic viruses with a very low amount of adjuvant in it. And what is adjuvant? It makes your body have an autoimmune response. Because a lot of times if a vaccine's weak, which again doesn't hurt you as bad, you're not going to have the autoimmune response. You're not going to form antibodies. So they've got to give you the squalene or the mercury or the aluminum to trigger that. And so, yeah, Trump's looking at basically sugar water for folks. Can we take a little bit of a attenuated, microwaved or radiated COVID deal? Absolutely. COVID's already everywhere anyways. And so I know what Trump's doing. I'd rather him just come out and expose Fauci and expose Bill Gates and expose the Wuhan lab and everything they did. And he's doing it through surrogates. We're doing it right now. But I just still think it is not the route I would take. But I guess I'm not the guy that never ran for office and ran and won, and the guy that turned the whole country around, the guy that's been right about everything and done all this. But I remember getting a call from the White House, and later, like, hey, I heard you got a call from the White House. The president just wants you to know, we met with him a couple weeks ago, that he's going to come out and say Pelosi can have whatever she wants to get her to admit she wants the guns. Don't announce it until she does it, but after you can tell folks how he set her up. Just understand it's on a betrayal. And I said, all right. Everybody got so pissed. I said, he's setting them up. He did it. They said they want to ban all the guns. Blew up in their face. Devastated their agenda. It's still black magic, folks. And again, black magic's like the Ring of Mordor. It means it gets the effects you want now, but then has other bad side effects. That's all I'm saying is, who knows how this could backfire. That's all I'm saying. And this is dangerous.
You've always had a pledge from me, and it's that I'll come to you with the truth, at least as good as my human temporal truth can get, because as the Bible says, we all see through a rose-colored, darkly, kind of a foggy lens that distorts what we actually can perceive, so that everything we do is actually a fallen sin. Everything we do is actually a twisted distortion of God's will. So when I tell you I'm telling you the truth, it's the best truth this fallen creature's got. But I'll tell you, it's all I got. And when I tell you that this country and the world is under major satanic threat, you don't need me to tell you that. You can look out the window. You can look into your own family. You can turn on the news. You can see it. But you've got this commitment. I do recognize the truth of God, and so do you. We're going to win this fight, but it's going to be hard. And I want to keep InfoWars in the main position to fight, and it only happens when you support, which you've been doing. So, again, I thank you. But go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the product. Spread the word, because that's how we're going to win. Again, I thank you all.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, next hour, I'm opening the phones up for callers. Specifically on President Trump and him saying, well, we'll have this great, wonderful, clean vaccine that's going to fix everything. I know what he's doing. He's taking control of Gates. He wants to keep things locked down for more than another year to kill the economy until their deadly vaccine comes out. Trump is pushing a bunch of sugar water, watered-down vaccines that are placebos to basically get people out of their fear and to get moving forward. I get what he's doing. But let's shift gears to the election now. You've got William Barr coming out and saying that we should use the Sedition Act against Antifa and the Democrats. I mean, they're trying to overthrow the government. They're saying we're going to challenge the election, have states secede. That's what Abraham Lincoln did. And this attorney general, when he was attorney general previously in 1992, he did it before. So I'm against a police state. A police state is the rule of law broken. People think of a police state as the police. That has nothing to do with a police state other than they're the enforcers at the lowest level. And so I want our republic to be saved. And we have seen, usually I have to beg Roger to come on. He's in such demand. He's so busy. But he called me last Saturday and he said, I better come on. Have you paid attention to the news? And I said, not really. And he goes, type in Roger Stone, Alex Jones. Thousands of hits. Wall Street Journal, New York Times, London Guardian, London Independent, L.A. Times, San Francisco, I mean, thousands. ABC News, CNN, MSNBC. Roger Stone wants martial law. Roger Stone wants suspension of Constitution. Roger Stone wants all the Democrats arrested. He's Adolf Hitler. And the Young Turds and others are a great example of it. I'm not going to play the whole piece. I'll play a minute or two here. They play 8 minutes of it edited, never saying it's InfoWars, editing what Roger said to make it sound like this. I was showing him mainline news saying General Mattis wanted martial law. Democrats want martial law now. They plan with a Soros-funded transition group to hold things up and have people burn down cities. Atlantic Monthly says that there's going to be riots and burning down cities if Trump wins. They're trying to hold us hostage. And he said the constitutional response to fraudulent ballots, the constitutional response to Democrat precincts engaged in fraud, is a federal or state response, which is the law. So they start the fight, and then they come to us when we say, okay, well, we'll meet that threat. But see, they got a problem. Now Barr, since Stone said this last Wednesday on the show, and they got huge national news of the weekend, and through still now, it's all over the news, in the local paper 2 days ago, front page, how, you know, I want fascism and to put everybody in concentration camps. It's the left wants to burn down the cities. It's the left wants to kill the cops. It's the left that I've got all these stacks of news that just says kill white people. This is crazy. So I'm glad Roger can come back to talk about this and some other subjects next segment, but it all ties together. Barr gets it. He's now saying sedition against Antifa. Insurrection Act, because that's what this is. We didn't take us here. We're not the ones burning down cities, Roger. We're not the ones saying we're going to have states secede like John Podesta in the New York Times. I mean, they're the ones that brought us here, Roger. And then when we respond to their threat escalation of force with equal response that, okay, we'll respond to you, they turn it around and say that you're doing and I'm doing what they're doing on record.
Yeah, it's really quite extraordinary, Alex, because we've seen this pattern really since Donald Trump was elected, where the left consistently accuses him of doing exactly what they are doing. Let's take Russian collusion, for example. Hillary pays for a phony dossier that's created with the assistance of Russian intelligence and launders the payments through a West Coast law firm, the Steele dossier, yet they accuse us of Russian collusion, even though there is no evidence of that whatsoever. This is the same exact thing. So we have never had an election in America where we had the threat of violence by the left as part of their strategy. In other words, I have been very clear here, and I'm really shocked at the way the mainstream media bastardized my comments, took them out of context, ignored that I said that the Insurrection Act and martial law could be used only if there was blatant and flagrant evidence of fraud. I did not say the president should invoke martial law if he lost an honest election. I never said anything of the kind. But we're in the funny season here where the left gets away with saying just about anything. The media, I've been in this business for 40 years. It has always been a standard practice for any reporter, any publication to call you when you are, when they're writing about you. And that has not happened. They write anything they want about you without giving you the opportunity to comment.
What does this signify, though? They're worried about what you said. They really... Media Matters, Soros, they're really worried because this is their game plan.
Yeah, I think it's because we have exposed their game plan that they have come up with this diabolical jujitsu. I mean, that is precisely the plan, which is to have widespread fraud in certain swing states and then have their street thugs trying to back up their threat that if you don't honor their crooked election, if you challenge it at all in the courts or in the proper venues, they'll burn down the country. It's precisely what they have in mind. I mean, I saw something on Twitter yesterday, because I do still read it, about roving bands of white supremacists and Proud Boys preventing people from voting. This is a hoax. This is a fantasy. There will be thugs at polling places, I suspect, preventing older people from voting and trying to scare people out of voting. But they're not going to be there on behalf of the Trump-Pence ticket. That I can assure you.
Well, Soros is on record getting hundreds and hundreds of DAs elected, and they're also on record saying they're going to challenge the results with this group that he funds that's a consortium of Antifa, BLM, and the Million Mom March, and the Women's March, and they're saying that they're going to physically take the country over. So there's the sedition right there. I mean, this is incredible.
It really is, and they don't even cloak their language in cautious terms. I mean, I've made it very clear that I think the president has a number of legal both options and responsibilities in a post-election period if there is widespread, blatant evidence of fraud. But the whole meme of Trump is not going to leave the presidency after the election, they didn't wait until election time. They've been saying this for 3 years, even though the president has said clearly that if he loses a fair election, of course he'll leave. That's a great American tradition. But they have been spouting this fantasy for over 2 years. This isn't new, and it also isn't true. This is just as bogus, and I have a long piece up on this at stonecoldtruth.com, as this Atlantic magazine story in which four anonymous people who don't really exist say they overheard the president denigrating our fallen soldiers.
By the way, we've had private conversations. You don't want to talk about Trump. Well, maybe I shouldn't say it, but you said his weakness 4 years ago to me when he was about to be elected, when he was his fetishizing brass, and that he would totally trust them because he loves the military so much for all the reasons of his upbringing, his father, the rest of it. And then you were proven right that Trump literally worships the military, and that was a weak spot. Now, you did tell me that.
But he at least respects them, I guarantee.
No, I agree. I'm just saying that it's the opposite of what they're saying, Roger. You've been concerned that his blind spot is the military.
But here is the point, Alex. Notice how within minutes of this fake Atlantic magazine story, the Biden campaign has paid television spots accusing the president of denigrating our military, which he never did.
Which shows it was all pre-programmed and pre-prepared.
Exactly. It's a low hit. And this reporter, Jeff Goldberg, has a long, long history of fabrication.
He is credited, as you know, with giving us the Iraq War and the fake WMDs.
Exactly. And now he's back with yet another fake story. But that doesn't stop the Biden campaign from almost immediately trying to benefit from an entirely false narrative. I mean, I've known Donald Trump 40 years. He has great reverence for our servicemen and women, particularly the people on the front, the people in the lower levels of our military.
Oh, absolutely. You've told me that privately many times, and it's evident by how he fixed the VA almost completely. Wow, stay there. Roger Stone will break this down the other side. Stay with us.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Something. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on this Thursday edition. Roger Stone's riding shotgun with us a few more minutes. But here's the article by Jamie White. It's up on Infowars.com. Fox News panel melts down after Gingrich exposes Soros as financier of BLM and anti-riots when he's on record hundreds of millions this quarter to BLM and Antifa. Now, why is that important? They had the founder of Judicial Watch on a few years ago. And he exposed that Soros was given $1,000 debit cards for free to everybody to invade the U.S. Soros was in Reuters bragging about it. And they, Fox News said the founder, or the director of it was banned. Now, Tom Fenton's the spokesperson, but the director was banned off there because Lou Dobbs had him on. It's like saying you're banned because you said the sky is blue. And so that's who's behind all this. And then when the president starts talking about, well, we'll have to counter this, and as Attorney General, days after Roger pointed this out, they go, oh, that's fascism. No, it's not fascism. If people come to attack you or come to steal your rights, you say no. Here's a clip of what happened on Fox News and Newt Gingrich, the former Speaker of the House.
Look, the number one problem in almost all these cities is George Soros elected left-wing, anti-police, pro-criminal district attorneys who refuse to keep people locked up. Just yesterday, they put somebody back on the street who's wanted for two different murders in New York City. You cannot solve this problem, and both Harris and Biden have talked very proudly about what they call progressive district attorneys. Progressive district attorneys are anti-police, pro-criminal, and overwhelmingly elected with George Soros' money, and they're a major cause of the violence we're seeing because they keep putting the violent criminals back on the street.
I'm not sure we need to bring George Soros into this.
And they cut the interview off early, ladies and gentlemen. So here's the L.A. Times. Here's why George Soros, liberal groups, are spending big to help decide who your next D.A. is. And he just said he's putting in our D.A.s, he's funding BLM, he's funding Antifa, he's the main funder. He just gave like $500 million to both groups in the last couple months. So there's Politico. George Soros is quietly taking over the justice system. My God, ladies and gentlemen. He runs Letitia James, trying to indict the whole Trump family in New York and trying to indict me. And then I told you, and I'm not at liberty yet to tell you what she's been doing. I mean, she is a criminal, man. So, Roger Stone, again, thank you for joining us here. This is just where we are with these tyrants and where they've taken us. Let's get into Soros. Let's get into Andy. But let's get into the polls. Is Trump really neck and neck? Is he ahead? Is he behind? You're kind of the master of knowing this. You were here last week and you said he's a little bit behind, but gaining. I sure hope you're wrong. I hope he's way ahead. What do you really think's going on, Roger?
I think the momentum is with the president. It's always important when you look at any poll to recognize that just based on time, any poll is obsolete almost the moment you read it because public opinion is always shifting. But the momentum is what's important. We saw this in the closing weeks of 2016 when I told you I thought he would win because the closing momentum was with Donald Trump, mainly because he ran a daring, audacious, seat-of-the-pants, interesting campaign that captured the imagination of the American people. It's what he needs to do in the close here again, and I think he will do it. But will we have an honest election? Will we get a fair count? That, of course, is a completely different question. I have written extensively about my concerns regarding the manipulation of electronic voting machines. But the Democrats have pointed to all of the controversy regarding mail-in ballots and then pointed out that only seven states are using mail-in ballots. And those seven states are all, with exception perhaps two, safe states for Joe Biden, overwhelmingly Democratic states. So the distraction from the other forms of voter fraud is purposeful. In other words, double voting, voting of people who are not eligible, voting the dead or people who have moved. These are all the traditional tricks of the urban Democratic Party machines. And they will be using all of them on Election Day. I expect the election in Florida, given the last election, to be a fiasco. It was last time. I think it will be this time in the same counties.
I talked to one of Trump's top people yesterday morning. He called me, and he said that they're optimistic and they believe that there's going to be fraud. The lawyers are going to try to block it, try to hold the election, but they said maybe after a few days, they believe the Supreme Court is going to come in and veto these Democrat Soros attempts to drag this out for months fraudulently. What do you think about that statement? Does that show overconfidence by the White House?
First of all, I wouldn't count on the Supreme Court. We seem to have a Chief Justice who votes with the liberal bloc quite a bit, so that would give me pause.
Well, that's exactly what I said. I said, how many of the people are blackmailed? At least two of them.
I don't know about that, but I do know that we have people appointed by Republican presidents who are deciding wrongly on key issues and voting with the liberal bloc. I also would point out to you, Alex, that the Democrats are extraordinarily well prepared for this. I mean, they have legions of lawyers under the leadership of this former Solicitor General, who happens also to be a giant Roger Stone critic. Got my eye on him. They are prepared at all levels. I think we can get prepared, but we are not legally prepared today.
No, I totally agree, Roger. I don't want to get into fracas with you, but you're a smart little guy. I know more than I do about actual politics. I know about the general world, I would say, as much or more. But Remember, it came out after the Obamacare votes and others that there was some dirt on two Republican members that were appointed by Bush, and it was mainstream news asking, were they blackmailed?
That's fine. I just don't have an opinion on it because...
No, I get it. You're just saying your voting record is pretty damn liberal.
Well, but let's get back to the case at hand. So when I go on with you last week and I say, look, we need to have Republican lawyers who have a legal right to monitor the voting as an official poll watcher in all of these key precincts, that becomes bastardized to Stone wants to send lawyers in to intimidate voters and close down polling places. Not what I said. But in the places in America where voter fraud takes place, they are usually places that have de facto one-party rule, meaning the local Republican Party in these city counties, it usually exists on the crumbs of patronage from the Democrats, and you don't really have an honest Election Day operation with full transparency. All I was making the point was we need transparency as guaranteed by the law. That gets bastardized to, sending lawyers.
Well, Roger, you're absolutely right. I understand. Look, here's the deal. They put out 80 million ballots to gum things up so they can string it out. They admit that's their policy. And they admit they want the military to have a coup and martial law and civil war and states seceding. They're the ones saying it all.
I understand. But the media doesn't highlight that. And with the censorship going on at record levels on the Internet, I mean, on the day that the president commuted my sentence as an act of both mercy and justice and literally saved my life, I had people who had posted on their Facebook pages one time something favorable about Roger Stone, who had had the same Facebook page since 2008 in one case, where they posted pictures of their dogs and their family and their
children. Sure, and they said it was all synthetic Russian garbage. That's what they do.
And they're deplatformed. They lose it and they can never come back to Facebook. I honestly believe the first time you say Roger Stone's name on Facebook, you get shadow banned. The second time you say it in any post, you get deplatformed.
Well, that's actually what they said 2 years ago. They said, if you say a positive thing, well, you were on the blacklist, but so is Paul Watson, Laura Loomer. The big ban was 2.5 years ago. The next ban was a year ago. Remember, he said, you can only say their names if it's negative. So you're absolutely right. It's on record, Roger, that you can say your name or my name, but it must be negative. It must be, quote, disparaging.
Yeah, again, if someone advocated clemency in my case, that's not a reason to close down their Facebook page. But I just use that as an example. I mean,
yeah, no, they're not even letting lawyers for Kyle Rittenhouse put a Fox News clip of them saying he's innocent on Twitter or Facebook, because Facebook says we say he's guilty. They actually said that. The arrogance, Roger, it's dangerous.
Well, we are in the election mode, and therefore control of the information flow is crucial. It's not like we haven't been warning about this, you and I and others, for several years. And now we're up against it with days to go, and it's very hard to counter the fake news narrative that we're the ones that are going to intimidate voters, that we are the
exactly.
ones.
Exactly. Listen, five more minutes and you'll be gone. StoneColdTruth.com. Then I'm going to open the phones up. We've got other guests coming up. And I want to ask you about Trump and COVID and that response to the vaccine and get your take on that with Roger Stone. Back in.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
As of